How vibrations can help everyone feel the beat. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We tend to think of music as a largely auditory experience, but it's also a physical experience, especially for people who are deaf and hard of hearing. A Philadelphia-based technologist and composer has been studying the relationship between sound and sensation. We spoke with him about how his technology is helping more people feel music.
My name is Daniel Belker, and I'm the Chief Vibrational Officer for Music Not Impossible.
We call our technology, our solution per se, the hardware, suits, because it includes a harness, but also two wrist and two ankle bands. So I call it a surround body experience. So regarding the placement of the vibrations throughout the person's body, we have actuators, as we call them, the vibrating points, placed on the shoulders, on the rib cage, the sides of the back, in the middle of the back, the bottom of the back. And we also have, you know, the wrist and ankle bands to spread the vibrations all throughout the body. And each point is individually addressable, meaning we can control them individually. So let's think about a hypothetical music scenario. So the musicians are playing on stage and we're transmitting, let's say, the guitars to the shoulders. The voice goes to the rib cage. The hi-hat goes through the wrists and so on and so forth. But everything is dynamically assignable in real time. The target originally was to focus exclusively on deaf and hard of hearing. But because we found that everybody enjoys the immersive component of the experience, we changed the narrative to say it's a way to connect everybody through amazing experiences. And we say music for all.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Daniel Belker, Chief Vibrational Officer at Music Not Impossible.
Sometimes things that sound horrible to the ears, they produce very compelling vibrations, and vice versa, because we're talking about two completely different senses that have different appetites. When designing, you know, for vibrations, you have to take into account that it's a very uneven system, right? It's not like the ears that, you know, it's two holes and that's it. The skin has a specific topography. So the wrists feel things in a completely different way from your shoulders, for example. We can create experiences through the skin that are very sophisticated and provide a very interesting emotional layer that adds to the musical experience that doesn't necessarily translate what the music is. We don't need to necessarily be one-to-one with music to create an amazing experience, because there are certain things that the skin does very well. Textures and the movement, you can totally feel the movement across your body, you know, the vibrations going up and down. And it's very interesting and a very compelling experience.
That was Daniel Belker at Music Not Impossible. Use cases for this vibration technology extend beyond just music. Sure, Music Not Impossible has provided vibration suits for plenty of raves and silent discos around the country. But it's also provided these suits to deaf and hard of hearing fans at a soccer stadium in Belgium so they could feel the vibrations of the match, and at a racetrack in Japan to feel the cars revving their engines and speeding by. The opportunities are seemingly endless. Who knows? Maybe podcasting will be next. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too.
Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.